This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Off to Neverland Travel, as it always is.
If you guys didn't hear the special listener questions episode that we just released, Kyle Froman was on, and he talked about how Off to Neverland takes the time to get to know your family individually. That way, your family can have the best Disney experience for your family.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're thinking about going to Walt Disney World, you're going to want to keep listening to this episode. And specifically, if you're interested in booking through Off to Neverland Travel, it's a little bit of a tease, Will.
Because all you got to do is pack.
Well, no, that wasn't just my normal setup to you. I was just saying it was a tease to what's coming. Never mind. Later in the show. Terry?
I think Will's already packed.
Okay. All right. Well, keep listening to the show and go to the website. It's gotoneverland.com. And trust me, keep listening. gotoneverland.com. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, February 24th, 2016, and this is episode 1500.
We made it.
WDW Today. Yes, we made it. We've made it 7 weeks, but this show has been on the air for over 10 years now, and we are thrilled the fact that we were able to continue this legacy and keep it going. And we teased it last week, but 1500 episodes means a lot to us, and we're going to get to what that means a little bit later in the show. But we did want to talk about what happened this weekend. A lot of you probably tuned in to watch Disneyland 60. I think that's what it's called, The Wonderful World of Disney, Disneyland 60. They didn't say like 60th anniversary. It was just like Disneyland 60. And it happened on ABC. So there's a lot of buzz going on about it. What was it going to be released? The big thing was Star Wars Land. It was a good show. Not a whole lot of parks.
The amazing thing about it is it was a Disneyland event, but yet there was very little Disneyland.
Yeah, it was a tribute to Disneyland, but all things Disney. Something like that. It really was, look, my wife cried multiple times, specifically Kermit the Frog singing with Tori Kelly doing Rainbow Connection, but what does that have to do with what's happening at Disneyland specifically? Absolutely nothing.
My favorite moment was the Mr. Toad's joke, just for Will. So
I actually wrote in and said, could you please have a Mr. Toad's joke?
Kermit made a joke about Mr. Toad's wild ride. So it's pretty funny. We should go back and listen to it so you can hear it.
I didn't see that part.
You didn't see that part.
You know what? I'm a WDW guy.
But you also knew because the main reason all of
and
us
I
really...
And I tweeted you about it.
You did tweet me about it, so I knew it.
The main reason, though, all of us watched in the Walt Disney World community is obviously the big tease of Star Wars Land and what that was going to look like. It was supposed to be the first look at what we saw. Overall, I was pretty impressed. I think, though, that I was expecting a little bit more, if I'm being honest, because it seemed like the first quarter of it was... 3D animated versions of the photos of the concept art that we've seen since D23.
Yeah, it was at one moment I looked at my wife as we were looking at the screen. I was like, wow, I think the concept art is smoking. Like, that's the big reveal.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, to me, I was expecting a little more. They knew that they were going to announce this stuff. They had Harrison Ford out there announcing it for us, which was very cool. And, he got a big pop. But I was expecting it to be actual 3D animation instead of it kind of looked like that old screensaver on Windows when you're in the maze.
Oh, yeah. when they showed the ride.
Yes, yeah, when they showed the ride.
The big resistance versus.
I was hoping it would look a little bit more like Battlefront renderings, really cool video game renderings. Instead, it was kind of faceless figures and very poorly 2D animated stormtroopers.
So what are our 3D, thoughts? Our thoughts were going to get Millennium Falcon of the attraction. The Millennium Falcon attraction looks kind of like a mix of Star Tours and Mission Space, because you're going to be able to control, but you don't actually control anything in Mission Space.
I'm hoping it's sort of like the Spider-Man attraction or the Transformers attraction.
See, I feel like that's the Resistance one. I was talking about the Falcon one.
Oh,
I feel like the Resistance versus that is going to be that.
What it looked like with you had heads in front of you in the car. It kind of looked like, and you saw the stormtroopers up top.
That felt very Escape from Gringotts. That's what I feel like it's going to have that feel, which is an unbelievable
fantastic
attraction.
Ride,
stuff is on screens, and I remember riding it last year, having to take off my glasses to say, okay, what am I looking at? What if this is real? What is not? They've announced, I guess, if it's 3D or not. My assumption is going to be that it it will be.
Those kind of rides really flourish in 3D.
I think you just have to wear 3D glasses the entire time you're in Star Wars land. Yeah.
And don't worry about the...
Which I hope they do give it a different name, because I'm kind of tired of saying
Star Wars Land.
Star Wars Land.
I'm sure they'll come up with some long name, but everyone will always refer to it as Star Wars Land. I'm sorry, Terry. I loved...
Kind of like we call Harry Potter World, Harry Potter World,
right,
even though it's not...
the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I loved... I did love the extra stuff they added. The world market looks really cool.
Yeah, the
universe
streets.
Market.
Yeah, it kind of looks like your, you know, I mean, we know that A New Hope was filmed in Tunisia. It kind of has that Middle Eastern street market bazaar kind of feel to it, which looks kind of cool.
If you want a preview, go to the Holy Land experience.
So if everyone goes there with stormtrooper helmets and Kylo Ren,
you feel just like it.
Yeah, you don't even need to go. It's a cheaper ticket.
Cheaper ticket and a good day. Same kind of
this,
food.
Is this we should be saving this market for the lazy man's episode. Like,
not go to Star Wars Land.
Not go to Star Wars.
Go to Holy Land experience in a stormtrooper helmet.
We should probably rent out Holy Land experience and do a whole party.
We should look into that.
We can look into that. That'd be pretty fun.
So my thing is the cantina and the restaurant look unfreaking believable.
Those were the two things that I have to say were my that I watched it twice, and after getting kind of like Will said, a little disappointed with the attractions, I was thrilled to see the high end restaurant and the cantina.
The fish tank.
Look,
what's
awesome.
In the fish tank?
The thing to me is normally artist renderings don't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Because concept art to me is like, okay, well, you got to deliver. It's like, you have 100% control of your element. But that restaurant and cantina, I know it's going to look awesome. I know they're going to be able to nail it. So I did get a little bit more excited, even though I'm like, okay, it's still like an artist painting. I know they're going to do a really good job with it. So I'm pretty excited.
My big thing is that being in Hollywood Studios or being in Disneyland, how you're going to mentally transfer yourself into Star Wars Land. Because Harry Potter's done a pretty good job, because you can't really see, especially with the new edition with the Diagon Alley, the newest one, Alley, is there is a good transition, because you can't really see much. You see just the exterior, and you have to go through that sort of fake brick wall to get past, you know, this. But you do kind of get that sort of bottleneck happening. And I don't know if Disney's going to want that to happen. So the question is going to be, are you just going to seamlessly walk from, yay, Hollywood Studios, to all of a sudden being Star Wars Land? And how do they combat the fact that Harry Potter has been very smart? And I only compare the two because I do think they're similar in nature. You're experiencing giant film franchises.
An entire world based on that. Like, you're supposed to be immersed in it.
One of the things that Harry Potter thrives in is the fact that it's a human universe and that it's a kid-driven universe. So what they do, they created the interactive wands. They created, you know,
merchandise
they sold
for the kids to buy.
But it also plays with your head, because all of a sudden most of the kids
there's
are now
a bunch of kids running
with
around
wands,
with wands.
And there's kids in robes, and it kind of plays up to that. I'm curious if that's what we see with Star Wars Land somewhat. If not, is it going to be like, I'm going to be walking through in my shorts and tennis shoes and look to my right, and there's another guy in shorts and tennis shoes and, you know, rocking out his, you know, Mickey ears and all that. Will that
Are they going to have that kind of streetmosphere where there's aliens randomly walking around, not like specific photo ops, like that kind of thing?
I hope it's like Star Wars Weekends was, when they're just randomly, you'd walk, especially like in the Pixar, like the Pixar area, there was always just a ton of characters kind of roaming around
and
interacting
will.
With you.
Yeah, I think they will do that. It's just the scope has to be, I don't know, I'm curious how they do it, because that's my big, not concern, because I think I'm going to love it regardless, but I feel like I enter the world of Harry Potter when I walk in there. I want that emotion when I walk through into Star Wars Land. I see the Millennium Falcon. That's how I want to feel with it. And I'm just, I have all of my, you know, hopes and dreams are with these Imagineers to do it. I'm just curious how. Like, that's going to be my big thing, is how they do it without it feeling like a, you know, like a facade.
I have a question. And this goes back to the cantina, so a little bit off topic, but do you think, I mean, a cantina's a bar, you know, and it's obviously kids are going to want to be going there, so it's still going to be primarily a kids attraction. Is it going to be like having cocktails, specialty cocktails, or is it going to be more maybe a special beer or something? And
I think they'll have
the
specialty cocktails,
blue
because they do that inside the shopping area for the...
Yeah, they have Star Wars themed cocktails that they do on Hollywood Studios. It won't be at Disneyland, though. Disney, no alcohol served at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And that's, there you go. That's pretty strict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not something that they play around with at Disneyland.
At all.
Disney World has always kind of had a little bit of their foot into it. Now Magic Kingdom serves beer. If they do that, I'd be pretty upset. But I think it'll be the butter beer equivalent. There'll be stuff like that.
Yeah, like that's still a great, blue milk kind of thing.
But it's for kids.
That was going to be my next question, is what do you guys think of the odds of a blue milk?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be
a blue milk shake.
Yeah, it's going to be something like a butter beer. And I bet there's going to be also Ray's little bread thing, and whatever they eat at Mascanadas. You see, they're looking like they're eating something very delicious.
So, is it going to be inside Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Okay.
I think it's in Disneyland.
Well, I was confused because in my head, I always equate, obviously, Hollywood Studios and California Adventure kind of being the same.
Yeah, they have that same kind
thing.
Of vibe. Yeah.
And so, when you just said there's no alcohol sales at Disneyland, I was like, well, no, you can in California Adventure, you can have alcohol. But that is very interesting.
That being said, they have announced a few Star Wars things that are coming. Obviously, everyone saw the big news that's coming this summer to Walt Disney World. And I thought they were going to actually talk about that on the special. Of course, they didn't. Whether that's the projector show, the extra fireworks, Captain Phasma leading a group of First Order stormtroopers every day, multiple times a day, from the launch bay to the stage where they're going to have these big Star Wars shows. We'll get into that in more detail later on. I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be great, but we did want to, you know, tease Star Wars Land, talk about it, because we know people are going to be wanting to know our thoughts on it. I am obviously all in as a huge Star Wars fan. We all are. It's just going to be one of those things I think we're all going to be curious until we see it, exactly how it's going to play out, because you can see concept rolling hills and beautiful landscapes, but you know that's not accurate. You know that it's not going to be that island that's beautiful, because it can't be.
Do you think it's odd that we're questioning Disney with this? Like, I feel like if they can kind of pull off whatever they want.
I 100%
and
think
so
they can.
I get that it's hard to envision because we're seeing paintings, but also part of me is like, I mean, they've got the capital, they've got the Imagineering. It's going to be real. If they want to make it feel like an island out there, I feel like they kind of could.
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. And I think a huge part of that is going to be how you enter and exit this attraction. If they had said this was Star Wars Park, a fifth gate or a third gate at Disneyland,
all in.
I think they would have done, that would have been a no-brainer when it comes to me even questioning these things. It's how you go from Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, to all of a sudden walking over and being in Star Wars. That's going to be my big question. And we'll see. It's going to be great. I'm not going to say anything negative about it because I just don't know. But maybe that's my problem. Maybe it's my small brain. I can't envision it just yet. They tell me there's a Millennium Falcon. I want to know what that actually is going to look like. That's going to be the thing.
Is it going to be the equivalent of Swiss Family Robinson's treehouse?
Yeah.
In Millennium Falcon form?
Or is it going to be like Hogwarts, where it's a small, it's a miniature castle that's forced perspective? I want a full-size Millennium Falcon I can walk on. And I bet it will be, but I'm just curious how that all happens and what that actually looks like.
The official line from Disney is guests will be able to step aboard the Millennium Falcon and actually pilot the fastest ship in the galaxy, steering the vessel through space, firing the laser canyons, and
canyons.
A complete
canyons. Laser canyons.
And a complete control of the experience.
Laser canyons is my dubstep band.
Are these two different things, though? Is that the ride, and then they also have a full-size Millennium Falcon?
Well, that's good. Yeah, because you do walk through all of Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
And not again to go back to Harry Potter, I feel like you keep doing it, but it's the closest thing to saying it. You do walk through all of Hogwarts.
It's a fair comparison.
And you walk through Hogwarts, and it's amazing, but you're not actually walking through that building. But it does look like there will be a full-size Millennium Falcon. From all the renderings, that looks like that's happening. I don't want to put that rumor out there. I'm just curious how it's going to look and what's it going to feel like and how's this place going to exist. How is an attraction that, like the Millennium Falcon attraction, which from what we saw yesterday seems like it's going to have an incredibly limited capacity, how long are we going to be willing to wait? 6-7 hours? And I mean that honestly. The opening from Escape from Gringotts was 500 minute waits. That's not unheard of.
Like,
so
literally you got there in the morning and you waited all day
for a 3 minute ride.
Yeah,
so I'm concerned a little bit about that, but I don't think I'm concerned, because what I'm betting is it's a Star Tours thing where we see part of it and then there's going to be other people. I don't really know. Honestly, don't know. But maybe it's 1,000 bays of attractions. Maybe it's somehow Soarin-ish. I don't really know. All right, and now what you've been waiting for. We teased it last week. This is episode 1500, and every 500 episodes, the guys seem to announce something big, do something big. So we decided to continue in that tradition. You guys have been requesting us do something like this since we started the show. And we are very excited to announce that we are taking your advice and we are doing something really special. So all I really want to start by saying is take out your calendars. All right, you got your calendar in front of you. Flip to September, head towards the end, start circling September 29th through October 2nd. And what we're doing is something really special. And you may be thinking, oh, reunion is back. We're doing something like that. Obviously, different time of the year, different thing we're doing, completely different. But hopefully you guys who did go to reunion before would love to come with us for what we're calling WDW Today Presents De Las Puertas.
A magic media music festival.
That's right. And it's going to, like I say, we're going to have activities all weekend, but sort of the main event, I'd say, is De Las Puertas Magic Media and Music Festival. That's going to be Friday night, September 30th, 2016, at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. And a lot of people are going, probably, Claremont? Where's Claremont? Claremont's about 20 miles or so from the gates of the Magic Kingdom. And hey, how that happened was a listener, just like you, I reached out and said, hey, we're looking for a venue. And Scott from the city of Claremont reached out and said, we want to host you guys and put on this event. So I got to thank Scott. But you may be saying, what is De Las Puertas Magic Media Music Festival? It's a one-night, ultimate, unofficial fan experience and celebration for you and me and other Walt Disney World enthusiasts. We're going to have amazing things happening throughout that entire evening. We're going to have Off Kilter playing. We're going to have American Martian, who you may know as Mulch, Sweat, and Shears. Obviously, fan favorites here on the podcast. And we're going to be hosting the entire night, as well as recording our podcast, WDW Today. You're going to have Ron Schneider there. The Dream Finder, you may know the Dream Finder from the original Journey into Imagination. He's going to come up, do a little bit of the podcast with us, and do something really special. We got Return to Zero, who you may remember as Four for a Dollar, the guys that used to open up the Beauty and the Beast show at Hollywood Studios. Out in the lobby earlier that evening, we're going to have Dean Daniels, who you may know as Guitar Dan from Animal Kingdom.
That's Guitar Dan.
Guitar Dan, I'm sorry. Guitar Dan performing in the lobby, doing some improv songs. It's going to be an amazing evening, and we really want you guys to join us. Also, we're going to have a lot of people that you follow probably on social media. We're going to have all these media appearances. We got Sparkly Nicole, obviously. We've got Drunk at Disney. We've got the Big Fat Panda. We have the Character Queen. You may know him from, he did the Dub Smash video that went viral last year. We have Corinne Anderson, who's from Disney Lifestyler. 365 at Disney from Periscope. We're going to be adding more media appearances. We're going to be adding more to the lineup. It's going to be a packed evening, a big giant Disney fan celebration. Great music, fun appearances, big surprises that I'll never be able to tease. And we want you to join us that whole weekend. But even if you just want to come out, you're local, September 30th at the Claremont Performing Arts Center.
And instead of taking notes on all that, folks, go to dlpfest.com. That's DLP, as in De Las Puertas, dlpfest.com. All that information Logan just told you is there.
So tickets are on sale right now for that event. But if you want to travel with us, do something special, we've partnered with Off to Neverland. Of course, they've been our sponsor the entire year, and how could we not? So we got some special things with them. Terry, why don't you take it from here?
Well, one of the exciting things that we're able to offer to you guys because of Off to Neverland, we have held a block of rooms at three, I think, of the best resorts in each category. We've got a block of rooms at the Pop Century Resort. We've got a block of rooms at Port Orleans Riverside and some rooms right by Food and Wine Festival at Disney's Yacht Club Resort.
Yeah, and you get a discount on those or a discounted rate.
So if you're interested in getting some of these exclusive tickets, and you don't even have to book the whole weekend, so you just want to come to town, you're a Florida resident, you want to come up from Miami for the night, just stay the night at one of the resorts where we're all going to be staying, you can go to gotoneverland.com. You go to their website right there. You can click the button that says request a quote. And right then and there, you'll be able to fill out the form. Let them know that you're with WDW Today and that you're coming to DLP Fest. You want to be a part of this. And guys, I think they've got some great rates, some great things we're going to be doing throughout the weekend just for those that book a package with Off to Neverland. We're super excited about you guys being able to experience all of us hanging out together and the All You Gotta Do Is Pack experience that Off to Neverland offers.
That's right. Go to Neverland.com for those travel packages. We're going to have exclusive events and things you can join just straight through them. We'll be releasing those details a little bit later, but there is one specific extra event that's going to happen throughout the weekend. It's somewhat our unofficial kickoff, if you will, if DLP Fest, if De Las Puertas, which, of course, if you guys don't know, is the ending to the monorail spiel in Spanish. So it's really...
Everyone knows that, Logan.
But just
come
in case
on.
You don't, it's a joke between us, but it's fun. We thought of it as sort of a... We need a name like Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza to really kind of make this a special event, more than just a Disney-themed event. This is De Las Puertas. It's just for you. Magic Media Music Festival. But like I said, we're going to be doing stuff all weekend, kicking off on Thursday. Will, what are we doing?
That's right. Mark your calendars for September 29th. That is Thursday. This is the day before the big event at the Claremont Performing Arts Center. This one's going to be at my favorite park, Epcot. We're going to have the WDW Today World Slow Chase. This is going to be a really cool event. We're all going to meet at Boardwalk, and then we're going to go over through the International Gateway, and we're going to have an event around the World Showcase. So it's a slow chase because what it's kind of incorporating is the idea of a virtual 5K, where
right.
you're not necessarily running with people, but the distance covered will be roughly 5K, and you can track it on your phone. And there's going to be different, maybe some prizes involved, maybe some other events that help you socialize and have a good time around Food and Wine Festival with other like-minded WDW Today fans. It's going to come with some really cool stuff. But one thing that I really like about this is that it's an event with a purpose. So the subtitle of the World Slow Chase event is a do away with SMA benefit. A portion of the entry fee is going to organization DAWS, which is do away with SMA. SMA is spinal muscular atrophy. We will have a representative from the organization on in the coming weeks, so you can hear more about that because it's something we found out about through a listener, and we have kind of come together and decided, hey, this is a really cool thing we can add to our event. Is we can have a fun event, people going to Food and Wine, interacting with each other, having a good time, but there's also a purpose behind it.
I love the fact that if someone can't make it to the weekend, they can still experience the race from home. So they can still get the prizes that are involved in the race. Maybe they can go and order a Epcot Food and Wine cookbook and make their own drinks at home. We'll Periscope it for them. But so if you can't make it for the weekend, I know some of you are like super bummed because you live in Antarctica, because that's the only reason you might not come to this is because you live in Antarctica.
That's our fifth biggest market is Antarctica.
It's Orlando, New York.
We're big in Antarctica.
But yeah, like Terry said, there's a ways you can do it. They think they're calling it the Adventures Pack or something like that. And you can find out all this information on dlpfest.com. You can still do it. Click weekend, and you'll see what we're doing each weekend. You can register for that event. Registration prices are on there. Again, portion of that does go to do away with SMA. And that's really a theme throughout this whole weekend is, we've connected with you guys over this last 7 weeks, 8 weeks. It's been a great experience, somewhat emotional experience for all of us because we've seen, so many passionate listeners who've come out and support for us. So what we have is the two events we've announced right now, if you guys realize this, would not be happening if it wasn't for listeners. So De Las Puertas is happening. We reached out for a venue. First expected we were going to do find a small conference room or something like that to fit a few of you that want to come and watch this podcast. And because of the generosity of a listener, we're now in a 1,000-seat performing arts center in Claremont, Florida, putting on a big show for you guys. This other event, we talked about doing something because it is Food and Wine. We want to make sure we celebrated Food and Wine. We know a lot of you travel for Food and Wine. We wanted to do something special at that event. We got reached out to by a representative from Do Away with SMA, who is also a listener. He connected with us, and we've partnered with him. It's also the celebration weekend. It's the 45th anniversary of Walt Disney World on October 1st. So the night before, when we're partying for Walt Disney World, think of it as an unofficial birthday party for Walt Disney World. The day before that, we're going to be doing the Food and Wine Festival. And then the day of the anniversary, we are going to be on property at the Magic Kingdom doing meetups throughout the day and just hanging out with you guys. And more details of that will be announced later on. But it's an entire WDW Today weekend of events. But for World Slow Chase, the one thing we didn't bring up is what you get for signing up. Obviously, you get to be a part of this group, mingle with people, be a part of it. But there are really some cool merchandising items that you're only going to be able to get if you're a part of this.
One thing that I'm pretty excited about is the medal, because it's, you know, every participant in a 5K or a half marathon or something gets a medal. And our medal, because it's Food and Wine Festival, is going to be very appropriate. It's going to be a bottle opener theme. We're working on that design right now. Got a couple ideas floating around, but it's going to be a functional medal. It's not just going to sit on your wall in a shadow box. Also, we're going to get, you know, kind of a cinch pack that is going to set you apart when you're walking around in the parks, that you're a part of the WDW Today world.
Yeah, all custom branded for us, WDW Today, and do away with SMA. So you'll be able to use that all weekend. You'll be able to use the bottle opener for the rest of your life and the cinch pack for the rest of your life, as long as it holds up. And you know, depending on how much you drink, hopefully it holds up for quite a while. But it is really fun. There'll be other goodies involved as well. There'll be other things when it comes to that World Slow Chase. And again, those tickets are on sale right now. You can find them on our website. But you can also find them, again, directly at dlpfest.com. We've also launched all our social media for all that. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all DLP Fest de las Puertas. So again, starting that Thursday, September 29th, we want you guys to join with us. Come with us Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we'll wrap it up probably Sunday morning. We're still talking about the exact details of Sunday. So again, September 29th, September 30th, October 1st, October 2nd. Come with us, WDW Today Weekend, with De Las Puertas Fest, World Slow Chase, and you know, our birthday party celebration, the Magic Kingdom, and so much more that we're going to be rolling out throughout the year. Hopefully this is enough time for you guys to plan. Book through off to Neverland, though, if you're going to travel, because you're going to get the best rates on not only the hotels that we have, you're also going to get discounts on the tickets to the event. You're going to get VIP treatment, stuff that we're going to do just for people that book through off to Neverland. So reach out to them. Go to Neverland.com.
I think we gave them all the information.
I think it's pretty good $1,500 if you ask me.
Yeah, I feel like that's
a pretty good announcement.
And again, we couldn't thank you guys enough. I know I kind of said it earlier. This is a listener-driven event, and I am so excited to partner with you guys, become friends with you guys, meet you all in person. It's been just an amazing experience taking on this show. And thanks to the other guys. Thanks to Mike, Matt, Mike, and Lynn, of course, who will be joining us in Listener Questions coming up next. We'll be right back with Listener Questions with Lynn. All right, we had to stop the show for a moment because I want to tell you guys a little bit. I told you last week, but I want to tell you this week about the new book, Capturing the Magic. And you can go to their websites, capturing-the-magic.com, or visit them on Amazon. Go to Amazon, search for it. But Capturing the Magic, it's a visual journey that will change the way you see the Walt Disney World parks. The creators of Capturing the Magic will take you on an artful tour through the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom. Has hundreds of awesome, stunning photos of the wondrous landscapes and attractions. Like I said, I sat with my son last week. We went through it. It was great. It's almost like being there is really what it feels like. Capturing the Magic, it's a coffee table book that brings the magic of Walt Disney World Resort into the homes of all of you Disney fans everywhere. Also, for every copy of the book sold, $1 will be donated to Make-A-Wish to help grant wishes to kids around the country. So it's a great cause. Again, capturing-the-magic.com or search for them on Amazon. I also want to do a quick shout out to our friends at virtualmickey.com. They have lots of great apps. You need to check them out. The purveyor of fine apps. You can check it out. They have Days to Go, which counts down each day leading to your next trip to Walt Disney World. They got DVC by D Points, theme park news, so much more. Check them out, virtualmickey.com. Thanks for being a part of WDW Today.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, let's get right to it. Logan, you've got the first question today.
So this question comes from John, who said, if I'm staying off-site, can I get my tickets on a Magic Band, and how do I do it? I have a feeling you have a pretty quick and concise answer to that, Lynn.
The answer is yes. However you buy your tickets, whether it's an e-ticket that you get from a vendor or from Disney, and a Magic Band, you can go into My Disney Experience and link the two together yourself. There's a pretty easy process to follow once you say you've got both.
All right. I think that's
just follow the prompts.
Yep, that's a concise answer, Will.
All right, from Jennifer, what is the best and least expensive way to get to Universal from Orlando without renting a car?
Uber.
So I'll give you
I'll give you
two options. Yeah, the best option is Uber, without a doubt. Don't take a cab. The least expensive way, though, might be a mere shuttle, around $20 per person round trip. But you'll be on somebody else's schedule. You may be with people going to other resorts, so you might get dropped off or picked up last. But in general, I mean, I think Uber's the best way to go.
Yeah, and Uber can get awkward. We know that some people don't love the idea because it is in Orlando. I'm not sure if they've changed it, but I believe it's still Uber X, so it's still just a person with a car who's been approved by Uber. But you know, we used it. I'm pulling up actually what it cost us to do it. This was last year for Halloween Horror Night, so I will tell you what it is in just a moment. I have the receipt pulling up on my phone. But it didn't cost a ton. We went actually from an all-star vacation home to there, and that was the best way. I tried to call and get a Mears cab, and they could not even give me a time frame of how long it would take to get me a cab. They're like, it could be 2 hours. And I was like, well, that's ridiculous. So it cost
I could walk there in 2 hours.
Right. So for us to get, I just found it, for us to get from an all-star vacation home, which is, you know, a good few miles outside of Walt Disney World, to Universal Studios Florida, we were going to, I believe, the Cabana Bay Resort. Mm-hmm. It cost $32.10. Now, this was a year ago, and it took us 28 minutes with traffic, and that was at $32.10, you know, and it was great. And we left at 5:10, and we arrived on property at 5:40. So, I mean, that's a great way.
But if you're going from the airport to Universal, I mean, that Uber ride has got to be half that.
Can you take Uber from the airport in Orlando?
You can take Uber Black now. They're working on the other stuff. Yeah, and actually, Uber Black is fairly expensive from the airport.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're working on the other Uber services, X and standard services. But that should be done like end of this month. Literally, all of the laws have been passed. They're just working their way through the paperwork at the county level to make sure that all the forms are filled out.
But you never know who you're going to end up with as an Uber driver. Will and I ended up with a guy who developed like the long putter and the the giant, every sort of weird golf accessory from the 90s.
Huh.
This guy created it. It was crazy. He's like, you guys remember the long putter? I still use my long putter. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I created it.
Uber driver?
I think he was an Uber driver for the heck of it.
He had just gotten out of his pool. Like, he was living, I think, in an all-star vacation home. He had his Uber thing on. He's still like half drenched in a bathing suit and I had an allergic reaction to cat fur in the back of his Acura.
If you're willing to pay
you
did
really?
More,
you had an allergic reaction?
Yeah,
oh, real bad.
So maybe if you want to pay a little bit more, go Uber Black.
If you want a rash, take the Uber.
That was an Uber X. I didn't even know Uber Black was in Orlando now, and that changes everything for me. That's awesome. All right, because every time I usually rent a car, I don't really have a problem with that. All right, do we have any other questions come up? We got one more question. So, Terry, you want to take that one?
I'll ask it. What in the world, John wants to know, what in the world is going on with all the character reshuffling and removals?
Yeah, we teased that kind of in a previous episode that someone asked this. Lynn, what do you think about this? Because so far we've seen, maybe we can go through a list of everything that's gone, but in World Showcase we've had Aurora leave now. We've had Pooh leave UK. We've had, who else was it? A Chip and Dale. And then we had an announcement just like today that the sisters from Cinderella are gone. Yep. What's going on with the character situation? Do you think this is they're just upgrading? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's not only the characters, but if you look at the hour cutbacks that have happened at the water parks, already announced for the water parks, and the hour cutbacks have already happened like in Future World. I mean, but it's crazy, especially when, again, the theme parks reported $1 billion in profit last year. But let me give you something to consider. It's China's economy. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, why is it China's economy? You walk around the park, you don't see very many Chinese tourists. But I think Disney is so afraid of the problems in China's economy being contagious to the rest of the world's economy that they're taking proactive steps to cut back hours and get ahead of what they think might be either a severe slowdown or a recession. They want to get ahead of it and make sure that $1 billion in profits remains, because everyone knows once you say that you can make $1 billion in a not so great economy, they're going to expect you to keep doing it.
And this will do it for PBS NewsHour.
I know,
with
right?
Lynn Testa.
I'm 100%
convinced it's global economy.
But it seems like character meet and greets are a cheap way to pacify somebody.
A teenager in a Winnie the Pooh costume, I feel like, is.
But those are the things you can see, and that's why it's important. But if you look at things like what they're doing behind the scenes to ride capacity, they have ratcheted down ride capacity just a little bit to save on wear and tear, and it means less maintenance. And those are things you don't see directly. You see higher wait times, but you don't see, and you obviously you see longer lines, but you don't see, you know, the no one's counting how many ride vehicles are going through.
Yeah.
And you know, and you don't see the you don't see, but you could probably find that if you want to look at things like consolidations of the kinds of beef that they serve on the menus, right? And you don't see like how last year they did it actually, where large chunks of each resort were taken offline, quote, for maintenance. Like when they did Boardwalk Villas, where they shut down entire lengths of hallway to paint the exterior.
Yeah, right?
It's to save on housekeeping and maintenance and other stuff. It also indirectly boosts their occupancy rates. It's little stuff like that.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it. I know they are, if you look at characters, I think one thing also is that those characters, maybe except for the exception of the sisters, you can meet and greet in different areas. So it's not like you're like, we're getting rid of Winnie the Pooh and he's never going to be around. It's like, no, there's character dining options, which cost money. And there's a lot of other options you can do because, look, I've been to that UK Winnie the Pooh stop a lot because there was never a line because most people didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
So maybe that was also just the fact they're killing the things that had no traction. They knew wouldn't be a giant outcry. So,
yeah, and I think it's this time of the year. I think we've got to remember this is technically, even though capacity may still seem big, and that's because they're managing the metrics of that. But this is the time of the year when things go down and get refurbed and new things are coming. So I think you're going to see some new character meet and greet opportunities. I think you're going to see some new, you know, between now and spring break time, I think you're going to see some a lot of new things.
Yeah, one of the things that's been rumored is that at the new Baymax area in character spot that you may be seeing Joy and Sadness from Inside Out coming. So I know we've seen the actual characters shown up, but
I've been compared to Anger.
Yeah, my son actually thinks Will is Anger. He pulls out the toy and he goes, Uncle Will. So it's
which makes me proud.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I think I'm I think I'm Fear. Which is great. Yeah. I'm David Schwimmer, whoever it is plays Fear. Who is it? No, who plays Fear in Inside Out?
When he's at his preschool, he goes around telling, my daddy's Fear.
All right, that's going to do it for the show today. 1,500, everybody. Come on. Yay.
I feel like we cheer
too much
every week for the episode number.
But I feel like this one is a bigger deal.
It's
I know,
deal.
But it's okay. A big deal. But
here we go.
I feel like it's not as important because we cheer for all of
it. I'm putting it to rest. That was the last applause for episode number until 2,000.
1,000 episodes? I think 1,750 we could do one.
Okay.
250 episodes.
Okay. So that'll be a couple years.
I also can't add. Yeah. That's 500 episodes. But you just gave me a look like, hey, doofus.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever Will said, we'll see you guys. We're going to applause is dead. That's our shirt.
Applause is dead.
That's going to be
much
on,
like
that's
the app
be on
that
the
was used with the Disneyland.
I heard about that. I didn't try it. But all right. That will do it today for us at WDW Today. I just can't end this show without talking about two things. Number one, Off Kilter, our house band, who's going to be joining us headline of the night at De Las Puertas. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for you guys to come and hear them just destroy and bring the house down.
They're going to destroy the Claremont Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, rock and roll, totally. Those guys have been great to us, and I want to thank them. Go to their website. They're going to be playing a lot between now and September 30th, but we obviously want you out at September 30th, but go to offkilter.net. And of course,
if you want to get tickets to this festival, De Las Puertas, where should you go, Logan?
Well, there's two options. DLPFest.com. Tickets are on sale right now, individual tickets. But what I can tell you is if you want the best possible seats in the house on all three of the ticket price platforms at a discount, and you're going to be traveling, go to Neverland.com. Our good friends Off to Neverland. Reach out to them, request a quote. Make sure when you talk to your representative, you get a sign. Tell them you want a book for the WDW Today weekend, and it's going to be an exciting time. We can't wait to meet all of you and have you out, and you can do that. Get all the perks, all the benefits at gotoneverland.com. And again, don't just tell them you want to book those dates because they want to get you those special group rates, the discounts, and the tickets, and everything hooked up for that night. Tell them you want to join us here at WDW Today. gotoneverland.com. All right, well, I think that does it. Rate and review us on iTunes. Check out our website, WDW Today. Follow us on all social media. We'll see you next week. David Crockett has her name.